First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy.
Our topic today is going to be travel gadgets, travel apps, and what spurred it was a press release from Peter King, who's an AI product reviews consultant, and he has a website, AIproductReviews.com. So he came out with four essential tech gadgets I never travel without. So we're going to talk about some of those gadgets, some of the things that you may want to add to the list. Maybe I'll add it too, but I don't think so because I'm not really a gadget guy. Are you a gadget person? Because I'm not really an apps person, but there's some out there that are kind of cool, but I'm sure I'm missing out for someone who's really tech savvy.
Right. So you know what? As I travel and as the technology evolves, it's drawing me in because that's the way airlines and tour company and cruise companies are encouraging clients and travelers to get ready for their trip and be prepared on their trip.
Yeah, really. If you don't have a smartphone, like good luck traveling because just yes. About everything is either in an app or on your phone or accessible that way. So the four essential tech gadgets that Peter King came out with was a portable charger, universal adapter, noise canceling headphones, and personal Wi-Fi hotspot. Now, a portable charger, yes, I would agree with that. And it's pretty much self-explanatory. It's a charger you carry around that when your phone goes, the battery starts to wane a bit. Like we said, you're so tied to your smartphone now that without a charger, without the battery being charged, really it becomes worthless.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've gone so many places and I've forgotten my charger and so many different devices that I like to take have their own individual cord or insert. So yeah, sometimes it's a bit frustrating and it can add up as far as an expense on your trip that you just don't need to have, as well as you don't need to spend time looking for someplace that sells it.
Well, that goes to the universal adapter because, like you say, there's different plug points, different countries, especially in Europe. So that always helps if you know the country that you're going to, what kind of current they use, whether it's AC, DC, or different socket types. It's good to have that as well, right?
And it would be nice if the world, but it's not at that stage yet, could just have one adapter for everything. But because of the different voltages, it's not here yet. But I'm sure AI will soon have that readily in hand, right?
What about noise-canceling headphones? Like, I'm not a headphone person. Like, it seems to me now the more and more everyone has something in their ear, and it kind of drives me a little crazy about it. Like, do you have to have something in your ear constantly?
So at times it's just nice to be and just enjoy, like sitting in a cafe in Paris and just having a coffee or hot chocolate and just watching people go by and just hearing the noise that makes Paris so special.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like sometimes, and I wouldn't even call it noise. It's just the sounds of life going by. So, but right. If you are into that, Peter King said noise canceling headphones is a must. And then a personal Wi-Fi hotspot. Couldn't agree more because I'm cheap and I don't want to be using up all my data. So yeah, personal Wi-Fi hotspot. It seems to me to be almost a must.
Yes. Just be careful that if you do kind of connect to another device or you link yourself to another device, data charges will apply.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got caught with that where it says, oh, it's Onanta's iPad or Onanta's iPhone. So I just clicked on and linked and my data bill was definitely increased because of that. And you use up more data as well. So it depends on your plan. Maybe my plan just wasn't the right requirements to avoid that. But I did notice that you use up more data when you do that.
So those are the four that came out with this Peter King. Again, you can check out his website, ai-productreviews.com. Anything you want to add to his list of gadgets? So again, he listed out a portable charger, universal adapter, noise-canceling headphones, and a personal Wi-Fi hotspot. Those are kind of the basics, but anything else you would add, or even some apps?
Right. So the app I use with my guests, like my clients and colleagues and friends and family, is WhatsApp. And it allows you to send and receive text messages, photos, and videos for free. And it also has a feature that allows you to make voice and video calls with my clients, maybe my business partners, regardless of where they are in the world, as long as they have internet access.
Oh, good one. Yeah, that's always good to have, because, you know, you can stay in touch that way if there's an emergency or anything like that. One that I have that's kind of interesting, especially if you're going to a foreign country that doesn't speak and you don't speak the language, is it's called Say Hi. And there's other ones, too. There's all kinds of language translating apps out there. But this one is free because, again, I'm cheap and I don't pay for any apps. But but it's basically you just tap to talk, and I can do it here. So this one translates to Spanish. So whatever I've just said, they're going to translate it for me in Spanish. So maybe you can hear it.
Puedes hacerlo aquí. Así que esta se traduce al español. Así que todo lo que acabo de decir, me lo van a traducir al español, para que a lo mejor puedas oírlo.
Pretty good, eh?
Amazing. I did not know about this app, so I'll have to look into it and just check it out.
Yeah, there's different ones. Like I said, this one is called Say Hi, and I know there's different ones out there that translate, but I thought that was pretty cool. So if you're ever in a situation where you don't know the language very much, you just say what you want to say in English, and it'll translate. And I used Spanish for an example, but there's other languages in there. Any other apps or anything like that that you like to use?
So there is one called Flight Aware, and this way you can track flights, flights that are coming in, so that it affects. It's the same plane as you're going to leave on, to see if it's late. And also you can go, it's all based on FAA data, and tends to be more accurate in terms of to the minute, more so than airline apps and airport websites. So this is a good way of knowing, like, not having to spend one more minute than you need to in an airport. So that's one that's often used. And this company is often quoted for the data that they create and share, as far as historical flights, preceding flights, and different research about airline product or activity, and basically flights on time and such. So that's one to consider. And then also, maybe not apps, but a lot of people like to have this on a plane, or when they're in transit on a form of transportation. It's like Calm, Spotify, or Netflix. So it kind of maybe reduces in your mind the time that your transit is, because you're occupied in an entertaining way.
Cool. Well, I do have Flight Aware. It is really an amazing app, because it basically, like you say, tracks every flight around the world. And yes, Flight Aware does sometimes get into hot water, because they'll track a celebrity, for example, Taylor Swift, and say, well, Taylor Swift's flight is going to Kansas City this weekend. So oh, wow. It is a fun app to follow. But yes, you can track your flight in real time. And it's pretty amazing. And it has a map of the world that you can expand to, your area of the world, or you can move it out. And it's just basically a whole hodgepodge of airplanes and flights that are going all over the world as we speak. So it is a cool app. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so there's all kinds. We could go on and on and on, and I'm sure there's lots of people that probably say, yeah, what about this app? What about that app that I don't even know about? So maybe we'll have to post a question on Facebook or something like that to say, what's your favorite travel app? And maybe follow up down the road a little bit. But always fun to chat with you, Ananta. And now next week, you are going to be away again.
Right. So we're just going for a quick getaway to Cabo San Lucas. We're staying at the Dreams Resort. At the destination, So looking forward to some warm, sunny weather.
Exactly. Well, it's always nice to get away. We look forward to chatting with you from Cabo San Lucas.
Take care.